Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. With that school bell, you've now become a student in this class. So get your Bible and turn to the book of Jeremiah. We're studying a Sunday school lesson E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of May the 25th, 1924, about a time when Jeremiah was arrested. And we'll be reading from that Sunday school lesson and from the book of Jeremiah in the course of this study, and so you can follow along. Now, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we hope you'll come by and study the Bible with us. I think you'll enjoy the classes we're having on Wednesday evenings. We send a publication house to house, heart to heart, to all the households between McMinnville and Biola. You may be receiving one of those. If you look on the back, you'll see a description of what we're doing on Wednesday evenings. We're calling it our Community Heart-to-Heart Bible Studies. And you'll enjoy being part of that class. It's a discussion class. You'll have a chance to discuss what we're talking about in that class. Or if you want, just sit down and listen and see how we use the Bible as our guide in all things. And we're using that publication, House to House, Heart to Heart, is sort of a reference material or sort of like a Sunday school book to guide us through these studies. And so come by and see how that's done. We're doing this because we love our community and we know the Bible is good for our souls. But now, let's look at this Sunday school lesson E.A. Elam wrote. Why was Jeremiah arrested? Why did they want him killed? It was because of the way he preached and he prophesied. Listen to these words. Jeremiah 5:30 through 31. A wonderful and horrible thing has come to pass in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means at their hands, it says in the margin. And my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? Hear him in Jeremiah 23, verses 21 through 22. I have not sent these prophets, yea, they ran, I spake unto them, yet they prophesied. I spake not unto them, yet they prophesied. If they had stood in my counsel, then had they caused my people to hear my words and turned them from their evil way and from their evil doings. Listen to Jeremiah 23, verses 10 and 11. The land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth, and their course is evil, and their might is not right, for both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house I have found their wickedness, saith Jehovah. I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied by Baal and caused my people to err. If the prophets of Jerusalem also, I have seen a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies, and they strengthen the hand of evildoers, so that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them become unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as of Gomorrah. Jeremiah 23, 13 through 14. Well, those false prophets and adulterous priests did not want to hear such things. Listen to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 7, verses 8 through 11. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods that ye have not known, and come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered that we may do these abominations? Is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, saith Jehovah. Because Jeremiah had the faith, encouraged, to solemnly warn the false prophets and priests against their sins, they sought to kill him, and human nature, and worldly wisdom, and ways, they are the same today. The New Testament abounds in solemn warnings against false teachers. Matthew 7, in verse 15, Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets, who come unto you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves." Paul writes in Romans 16, 17 and 18, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them that are causing the divisions and occasions of stumbling contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and turn away from them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by their smooth and fair speech they beguile the hearts of the innocent." 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 through 15. "For such men are false prophets, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for even Satan fashioneth himself into an angel of light. It is no great thing, therefore, that his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Titus 1, verses 10 and 11. "For there are many unruly men, vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, men who overthrow whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake." It seems that these warnings seem of little importance to most people, and are but little heeded. Beware of false prophets. False prophets always come in sheep's clothing, and with smooth and fair speech. The priests and the scribes were leaders in persecuting and crucifying Jesus, and in persecuting the church afterward. It is a lamentable fact that much of the strife, bitterness, and unholy division in the church today is produced and fed by preachers. If they would all speak the same thing, be perfected together in the same mind and judgment, follow the law of love, and each count others better than themselves, strife and bitterness and unchristian division would disappear as dew before the sun, and peace would flow as a river through the church. Preachers sometimes lead in circulating evil and slanderous reports, and in persecuting others, as the prophets and priests did in persecuting Jeremiah. Now turn in your Bible, if you will, to Jeremiah chapter 26. And beginning in verse 8, we're going to do a verse-by-verse study of some of these verses here in Jeremiah chapter 26. Jeremiah chapter 26 and verse 8 says, "And it came to pass, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that Jehovah had commanded him to speak unto all the people, that the priests, the prophets, and all the people lay hold on him, saying, Thou shalt surely die. Verse 9, Why hast thou prophesied in the name of Jehovah, saying, This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant? And all the people were gathered unto Jeremiah in the house of Jehovah." Elam's notes says, having been arrested, Jeremiah was tried in the house of Jehovah, and all the people were gathered there for that purpose. He was asked why he had prophesied in the name of Jehovah, saying, "This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant." For some time after the Israelites had crossed over Jordan into the land God had promised them, their camp and their tabernacle were at Gilgal. Then they removed to Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there, Joshua chapter 18 and verse 1. It remained there for about 130 years until the Philistines captured the Ark, the covenant of the Ark of the Covenant, and Eli's house was destroyed. And you read about that in 1 Samuel 4, verses 10 through 22. God destroyed Shiloh because of the sins of the priest and of the people. And he would destroy Jerusalem where his temple was and make all a desolation. We read in Jeremiah chapter 26 and verse 10. When the princes of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house into the house of Jehovah, and they said in the entry of the new gate of Jehovah's house. Now the princes, having heard of the arrest of Jeremiah, and the assembly of the people went up to the king's house and took charge of it and conducted that trial. The princes were the king's cabinet or counselors. The good king Hezekiah had his princes, and he and they took counsel together. But this was not the good king Hezekiah at this time. In Jeremiah 26 and verse 11 we read, Then spake Jeremiah unto all the princes and to all the people, saying, Jehovah sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that you have heard. Well, Jeremiah was his own lawyer, as we shall say, and defended himself. To the princes and the people, he replied to the accusation of the priests and the prophets as follows. Jehovah sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that ye have heard. He did not deny the charge, but said God had sent him, and all that he had said was the word of God. This he could not change, and let the consequences be what they may. He could but speak the word of God. In Jeremiah chapter 26 and verse 13, Now therefore, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of Jehovah your God. And Jehovah will repent him of the evil that he had pronounced against you. Going back to Elam's notes, Jeremiah continued by saying that the only way to escape destruction was neither by his retracting nor by their killing him, but by the repentance of the priests and prophets and people. Now therefore amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of Jehovah your God, and Jehovah will repent him of the evil that he pronounced against you. Let us note that Jeremiah was not abusive and bitter, but he was courageous, unflinching, and true. Pity it is that there are not more Jeremiahs today. In Jeremiah 26, verses 14 and 15, we read, But as for me, behold, I'm in your hand. Do with me as is good and right in your eyes. Only know ye for certain that if ye put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of a truth, Jehovah hath sent me unto you to speak all these words into your ears. Continuing, Jeremiah said he was in their hands and they could do as seemed good to them, but if they killed him, they'd bring innocent blood upon the city and upon the inhabitants, because God sent him to speak all he'd said. In this same dignity and calmness, all real lovers of the truth and faithful servants of God have met persecution, and some meet it so now. They never shun through fear of personal loss or punishment to speak bravely at all times the word of God. Killing the speaker does not kill the truth he speaks. Yet in this way, in different ages, many have sought to destroy the truth. Crucifying Jesus did not destroy, but it established the truth. Well, we're going to read how Jeremiah was acquitted, but we'll leave that for the next class period. You tune in to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and if you have opportunity, visit us at the meeting house of the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff, and see for yourselves how we go about restoring New Testament Christianity through that respect we have for the Bible.